Van Hooden.
Hi.
Hi, Love Dub. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. Are one of the girls still there?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, bummer.
They came in early and they left just a few minutes ago.
No worries. Will you let Miss, go ahead.
Whatever their names are.
No, Miss Kelly, your daughter. Can you let her know? I sent her an email. And
okay.
It's based on that back and forth, just so it's less work for you. I sourced out for that lab back and forth, lab diamond and sapphire, lab diamond and sapphire sourcing and timing, and I sent that email with price and everything. It is invoice only, but I already sent over yesterday the email, or the day I spoke with her. I think it was yesterday. Maybe it was Thursday. The days are running together now.
Yeah. Are you feeling good?
Mm-hmm. I am. I needed to take a drink right there, but yeah, I'm feeling okay. I'm tired. I'm to the point where I'm just over it. Like all of it. It's kind of like I'm done trying to like have an appetite, but I know I need to have an appetite, eat certain things, but I just don't. And then if I don't have the things that I'm like craving at that exact moment, they sound absolutely disgusting 4 hours later. So it kind of sucks. It's just the medicines that are playing with my brain and my belly's involved kind of thing. But I am feeling really good and positive, and I know that that's just the number one thing. So
you're working well. Your body is performing a little bit.
Well, no. It's doing. Oh, yeah, it was back. Listen, sister, I haven't had my period in, like, I can't tell you how long, 15 years. And that started working last week, and I'm like, what is this? Not that it was, like, working,
well,
but
wait,
I mean.
Wait a minute.
Right. We aren't supposed to be doing these things. I haven't done these things in years. It wanted to, like, get back on track, which is good. It's funny. I just found out that I'm 46 and not 47. I've been telling everybody, this year sucks. 47's my favorite number. I've been so excited for that year, and I literally shit on myself all year and had to be in the hospital, and it was a shitty year. And then I got this prescription, and it said, or this write-up or something, it said 46-year-old female, and I'm like, gosh, I'm only 46. This is wonderful news. Next year is going to be killer. I hope, from my list to God's ears anyways.
you really may not be in menopause. Have you had?
Oh, no. I am still, like, not there. Did I ever tell you I took the test finally when I thought I was?
Yeah.
No, not even close, he said. I go, well, shoot. At least I only have one working, and the other one's been gone. No, he said that.
Kelly and Leger are both, Kelly's had menopause.
Yeah.
And real easily with it.
Really?
Leger
I'm not looking forward.
Struggling.
Is it? I'm struggling. I'm just struggling in general as being just, God, I got to live without kids that were my wife.
Have you taken any hormones?
Oh, I had to start that. Yeah, that's what makes me cry for about 45 minutes every single day at around 10:30. I avoid the phones at that point.
I mean, my advice, being through with all that and being 8 years old, is that the progesterone and the estrogen is good.
I know. I had that conversation a long time ago when
I had to make
the decision of which way do you go? Do you go with medicine that could possibly grow more cancer, or do you go with,
they're saying maybe not.
I know. Maybe I went that way when I was 18 when I had, the uterine cancer, and they told me I'd never have kids. And here I've done all these lovely things that they told me I'd never do. And the medicine, yes, I already had cancer, and so they were worried about that developing faster. But the medicine I'm on that makes me not do that, so my body, it's almost like it's a receptor blocker medicine that I'm on, and that's what makes me It also has hormones in it, which makes me cry because I'm not used to that. I'm literally sitting in front of the owner of my company on Monday morning having a personal meeting. And he's looking at me, and I'm like, no, really, I'm happy. These are good tears. And he stopped.
These are sad tears.
I'm like, no, this is me really happy. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, I am so happy. I know it doesn't seem this.
You know, aren't you glad you're not a woman?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, it was just super funny because he's like, you could tell on his face he was just overly distressed because he's so not used to ever seeing anybody. I'm like bubblingly bawling too, and I'm just having a normal conversation, and he's so off put by it that I'm like, whatever. If you want to know what happens in my day to day, every single day, here's what we do: we cry from this time to this time because of this medicine, and then if we don't eat whatever we're craving around noontime, we never want to look at that or hear about it ever again, even though you mentioned it to your mat, so that's what you wanted for dinner, and then when he comes home with it, you're like, what the hell were you thinking? I don't want that. That sounds terrible. So that it's a real big shift of emotions with those hormones.
Are they telling you can or you cannot take any hormones?
Well, no, the hormones they've given me has to do with that testosterone, and I think that they're worried about that on a blood heart concern. So I was taking that since the lump, like all that stuff and the boob stuff happened with the biopsies, and they did a longer culture grow, the second biopsy, whatever that means. I think it just means it sat in an incubator longer to see what would turn out. And he said that it was like the best possible outcome. So they put me on this new medicine that's like, and I can't remember what it's called. It's like a cancer receptor blocking. So basically it's like a extra, the way they describe it, because I always tell them, dumb it down for a sister, because I have no idea what you're saying. Make it a garden. Turn it into an animal for me. I need you to bring this down to my world and my level, which they can usually do with gardens. But what he did with this way, he said, think about your immune system. Your immune system's there to protect you from any kind of illness and sickness, and you working remotely from home, that also is a way that you, maybe not cognitively are thinking, but that's how it is protecting you from the extra external things. So this cancer blocker receptor medicine, the way that they said that it does, it basically, yes, it can produce more. Yes, it has the hormones. Yes, it does all this good stuff for my blood too. But basically, it's an extra immune system on top of my blood cells to ward away, since my blood is not healthy right now or is not growing healthy, if that makes sense, because of the
B12. Yeah, it does.
So it makes it really hard to take anything normal, and it makes it super difficult to... I mean, I heard the distress and the sigh you just took because I know you've been through it. And if you have any kind of situation, because now it's like, okay, I'm sitting in the house. I don't go out. I don't want to get sick, but I also don't like the cold because I'm old, Zan, and I don't like the bones hurting when you go outside in the winter up here, right?
Yeah.
And circulation has been difficult.
Your winter is different than our winter.
Well, we don't talk about it, do we?
Yeah.
No. I lived in Naples, as you know. We don't talk about how much I love the sun, and I don't know why I'm here. It's killing me. However, I will talk about, and I hope that the girls, did they mention those pictures I sent to them by any chance?
Of your legs?
No.
Oh.
No. Yesterday.
Okay, out of my mind.
Oh, I'm so sorry that you saw
that.
Are
they better? Are they better?
Yeah, those, I'm literally sitting in a lazy chair in my office right now because, like, Matt gets the right stuff, and I sit down when I think about it, and when it's real bad, like today, I've been just tired this week, I think, more than, but it's been two back-to-back weeks of 6 days of long hours, and I'm not taking breaks.
I hate to say this, I got to go. My husband come to pick me
go
up.
Go get him.
You know,
no, go get in there. We'll talk Monday.
But I'm
love you.
I'm glad you're better. We'll talk. Okay.
I love you. Bye-bye.